What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 422. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about using gabapentin for severe alcohol withdrawal. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode422. The title of the article is High-Dose Gabapentin for Treatment of Severe Alcohol Withdrawal Syndrome, a Retrospective Cohort Analysis. The lead author is Alexander Levine, and this was published in the journal Pharmacotherapy, July 2019. Gabapentin has beneficial effects on treating patients with alcohol use disorder, including decreased cravings, increased abstinence, improved sleep. Whether gabapentin can be used successfully to treat alcohol withdrawal syndrome is less clear, although by its mechanism of action, it's plausible to think gabapentin would be beneficial in this setting as well. The authors of the study sought to evaluate the impact of high-dose gabapentin on benzodiazepine requirements, alcohol withdrawal symptoms, and hospital length of stay in patients hospitalized with alcohol withdrawal syndrome. The study was a retrospective cohort of 50 adult patients who received high-dose gabapentin for alcohol withdrawal and 50 propensity score matched patients who did not. High-dose gabapentin was defined as greater than or equal to 1,800 milligrams per day in the first 48 hours of hospital admission. Patients who received high-dose gabapentin required, on average, nearly 20% less benzodiazepines than did controls. The average in lorazepam equivalents was 88.5 milligrams in the gabapentin group versus 109.5 milligrams in controls, and this difference was statistically significant. The mean CYAR score was also lower in the gabapentin group at 7.7 versus 10.1 in controls. The apparent severity of withdrawal, as measured by the maximum CYAR score on day 3 of hospitalization, was also lower in the gabapentin group. The high-dose gabapentin regimen did not demonstrate an increased risk of oversedation. Patients receiving high-dose gabapentin had a shorter length of hospital stay by 1.4 days on average and a 22% absolute increase in the likelihood of being discharged to home. The authors concluded early initiation of high-dose gabapentin was associated with a significant reduction in benzodiazepine exposure, faster stabilization of alcohol withdrawal-related symptoms, and shorter hospital length of stay. Future studies evaluating gabapentin's effect on long-term safety and hospital readmission are warranted. Because gabapentin's mechanism of action fits the pathophysiology of alcohol withdrawal, many investigators have sought to test gabapentin for this condition. Chronic ethanol use affects receptors in the brain in two ways. Number one, ethanol causes reduced sensitivity to the inhibitory neurotransmitter GABA. And number two, ethanol inhibits the excitatory effects of glutamate at the NMDA receptor, resulting in additional NMDA receptors being produced. When ethanol withdrawal occurs, the result is both a decreased ability to inhibit from reduced GABA sensitivity and an increased effect of glutamate from an increased number of NMDA receptors. Gabapentin works independently of GABA receptors to inhibit the release of excitatory neurotransmitters such as glutamate. It's from this mechanism that gabapentin is thought to help normalize CNS tone in alcohol withdrawal. The protocol for this study involved giving gabapentin 600 milligrams every 8 hours. About a third of patients also got a loading dose of 800 milligrams as their first dose. As a retrospective study, this research suggests that gabapentin can be used in alcohol withdrawal and points the way for future randomized trials to prove whether this is indeed an effective strategy. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to over 85 in-depth practical trainings, including one on the treatment of severe alcohol withdrawal. To get immediate access to these and more resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.